You weren't supposed to hear that. Delete it. Right now, I'm serious. That voicemail, it wasn't meant for you. It wasn't... Why did I even save it? I should have just... I don't know. Don't look at me like that. This isn't funny. You think this is some joke? Like, oh, haha, the girl who's been tormenting you since sophomore year has feelings? Is that what you're thinking? You're really just gonna stand there and say nothing, huh? Typical. Just... stop smiling. I didn't mean for you to ever hear that. Not in a million years. I recorded it because I was, like, trying to get it out of my system. I never planned to send it. I wasn't even gonna keep it. And then you opened my phone and played it. You weren't even supposed to be near my bag. Why were you even... Ugh, whatever. It doesn't matter. I guess the damage is done, huh? Yeah, it's real. All of it. Every word. I like you, okay? I like you. God, do you even know how many times I've tried to convince myself I don't? Do you know how hard it is to pretend you're nothing when you're everything I think about? You show up late to class with that stupid hair and your tired eyes, and I just... I don't even know what to do with myself. It's so annoying. You're so... annoyingly you. And I couldn't stop thinking about you. So, yeah. I made fun of you. Teased you. Stole your lunch that one time. I know it's messed up, all right? I didn't know what else to do. I figured if I could just push you away, I'd stop feeling whatever this is. But that didn't work. It just made everything worse. You'd flinch every time I walked past, and I hated that. Not because you flinched, but because I made you. I did that. And I didn't want to be someone who made you feel small. I just wanted you to see me. I just wanted you to look at me. So, now you know. Big reveal. Congrats. You unlocked the tragic backstory of your personal bully. You gonna laugh at me now? Or run out and tell everyone? Hey, guess what? The girl who made my life hell for 2 years is actually obsessed with me. You're not saying anything. Wait. You're not mad? You should be. I wouldn't blame you if you hated me. But if you're still standing there, not yelling, not walking out, then maybe... maybe I didn't screw everything up as badly as I thought. That voicemail, the one you weren't supposed to hear, it wasn't just a confession. It was an apology, too. For everything. You think I haven't noticed the way you carry yourself around me now? Like you're bracing for impact? I hate that. I hate what I did to you. But I didn't know how to be near you without falling apart. Every time I almost said something real, something honest, I'd panic and just say something mean instead. Classic coward move. You didn't deserve any of that. You still don't. But even now, I still want to be near you. I know you probably don't trust me. I wouldn't either. But if there's even the smallest chance you could let me try to be better, try to be someone you don't have to brace against, I'd take it. You're still holding my phone. You could have deleted it by now. So why haven't you? You liked hearing it, didn't you? You liked knowing I think about you that much. That I've been saying your name when you're not around. You don't have to say anything, really. You can just stand there, look at me like that. It's fine. My heart's already in a blender anyway. But hey, at least it got out. No more secrets, right? Listen. I want to be someone who makes you feel safe. Not like you're waiting for the next jab or some awful nickname. I don't want to be your bully anymore. I want to be someone who backs you up when you're falling behind. Someone who waits for you after class. Someone who maybe walks you home. Too much? Okay, that was probably too much. I'll shut up now. You can go if you want, just if you don't want to go, if you're thinking about staying, maybe we can try again. But different this time. No teasing, no pushing. Just me and you. But seriously, delete that voicemail.